With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump spoke to tens of thousands of people in Las Vegas Sunday, earning cheers for his promise to end the border crisis once he is back in the Oval Office. Nevada suffered intensely from the onslaught of illegal immigrants that have flowed into the state during the Biden administration. Trump said President Biden is in big trouble.
He's getting killed in the poll. We're leading here by like 12 points, you know that. All we have to do is stop the steal, and we haven't made. Just stop the steal. We can't let that happen again.
Well, voting has ended to elect the European Union's regional lawmakers for the next five-year term. A first projection provided by the EU suggests conservative parties have made huge gains at the European Parliament as the Greens took a major hit. Also at SRNnews.com, the White House responds to Israel's rescue of Israeli hostages. Jackie Quinn has more on the story.
There is jubilation in Israel that four hostages were rescued from Gaza, but there is new criticism against Israel for the death toll from that raid. Israeli Defense Forces spokesman Peter Lerner says every civilian death is a tragedy, but he says Israeli forces had to strike in the Nusayrat refugee camp when they came under attack by Hamas forces.
In an attempt to kill both them and the hostages.
He spoke on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, also on ABC, says the White House does support Israel's right to military force to free its hostages. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hamas has a history of using human shields. President Biden returning to the U.S. after wrapping up a trip to commemorate the 80th anniversary of D-Day in France. The president's five-day trip to France marks his first state visit to that country. This is SRN News. One of America's favorite pastors has plans for July, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Greg Laurie says he'll be back at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, California for another one-night Harvest Crusade. The pastor of Harvest Christian Fellowship will preach the gospel on July 20th at a gathering that will also feature Christian recording artists such as Chris Tomlin and Phil Wickham. Laurie says his goal is to, quote, give people an opportunity to make a decision to follow Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Israel's found a friend and President Javier Milei of Argentina, seeking common ground between his vision of libertarianism and the prophecy of the Torah. Milei's interest in Judaism has morphed into a religious practice, breaking decades of policy precedent. He has also gone further in his support of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government than any other world leader. This is SRN News. A large chunk of a mountain pass highway in Wyoming has collapsed.
The incident has severed a well-traveled commuter link between small towns in the area and the tourist destination of Jackson. Aerial photos showing the Teton Pass Road riven with deep cracks and a huge section of the pavement has simply disappeared. Part of the guardrail dangles into the void, and orange traffic drums mark off the area. Authorities say it's unclear just how long repairs will take. Jason Walker reporting.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham is pushing back against Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville's recent comments on Ukraine. Tuberville recently said Russian President Vladimir Putin does not want Ukraine and wants to make sure U.S. weapons don't end up on the Russian border. Graham called Tuberville's position an outlier in the Republican Party. More details at SRNnews.com.